Atheists do not have God. So they have people instead. Non-atheists do have God. So they don't need people. Therefore, non-atheists are able to be independent of other people. They are not, or at least do not have to be, group people. And nothing scares a group person more than a non-group person. And there is nothing that so makes a group person feel judged and ashamed as the presence of a non-group person. Also, if someone believes in God, then he also believes that there are objective standards of truth and goodness. And if someone does not believe in God, he is that much more likely to have a communitarian conception of truth and of goodness. In other words, he is that much more likely to believe that truth and goodness are what people say they are. Someone who believes in God is free from the group and to that extent has free will. Someone who does not believe in God is that much less likely to be free from the group and is therefore that much more likely not to have free will. Quite simply, those who believe in God are that much less likely to be bureaucrats than those who don't. And there is nothing that a bureaucrat hates and fears so much as a non-bureaucrat. And that is why atheists are militant.